Yeah, we are up to Perek Mem He. Mem He in Sefer HaTanya, page Shin He. It's not a long Perek. Let's try to learn it in a few minutes. Up until now, in the past 3-4 Prakim of the Tanya, he was teaching us Kavanot, how to serve Hashem with Yir'ah and with Ahava, fear of Hashem and love of Hashem. And those are two midot, chesed and gvura. In this perek, perek memhe, the Baal HaTanya is going to teach us something novel to us, a new idea. Of course, it's from the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, the Rebbe of his Rebbe, to serve Hashem with the third midah, with the midah of rachamim. What does that mean? How do we serve Hashem with the midah of rachamim? Od yesh derech yashar lifnei ish. There is another good path before a person. La'asok b'Torah u'mitzvot lishman, to be learning Torah and to deal with the mitzvot l'shem shamayim, al yedei midato shel Yaakov avinu alav shalom, shu midat harachamim. Till now we spoke about the midah of Abraham, chesed, that's ahavat Hashem, midah of Yitzchak, gevura, that's yirat Hashem. There is another path in service of Hashem, which is the way of Yaakov Avinu, shi midat rachamim, the midah of rachamim, of compassion. How is that? Now, we're not talking here about having compassion on a poor man to give him tzedakah, which obviously is included in what we're going to be talking about, but we're using here the concept of rachamim in a much more broader way, to serve Hashem with rachamim. I understand to serve Hashem with fear, serve Hashem with love. What does that mean to serve Hashem with compassion? Ma zot omeret? So he's going to explain. And he says, Le'orer b'machshavto techila rachamim rabim lifnei Hashem. Before one learns or does a mitzvah, to awaken in his mind, rachamim rabim lifnei Hashem, feelings of compassion before Hashem. Compassion on what? Al nitzotz elakut hamehaye nafsho, to have compassion on this godly spark that we have, the spark of godliness that we have in us, nitzotz elakut, that gives life to our nefesh, to have rachmanut on it. Why rachmanut on the nitzotz ha'elakit that we have in us? Asher yarad mimekoro hayeh hayim. This nitzotz comes from where? It came down from the source of the life of all lives. Who is that? En Sof Baruch Hu. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hamemale kol almin vesovev kol almin. Who fills all the world. Who surrounds all the worlds. Vecholah and everything. Kameh in front of him. Kelah chashiv is considered like nothing. This spark of Elakut came all the way down from there. Venitlabesh be mishcha dechivya, and became clothed in mishcha dechivya, in the skin of the snake. That means in the body. That means with the yetzer hara. Harachok meor penei hamelech betachlit harechek, which is very far from the light of the king. Ki haolam hazeh utachlit haklipot hagasot, because our physical world, this world, is the epitome of the world of klipot. Klipot meaning the kochot ha-tum'ah, right? Olam ha-asiya, but asiya sheba-asiya, this world is the world where there is klipot, where there is koach for tum'ah. The spark of Elokut came from the highest and holiest point, all the way down to where? To this body of ours that is so physical, is so material, is so gashmi. Have rachmanut on it. It's as if it came, it's been captured, it's been conquered, it's been thrown into jail. Bifrat, and especially kesheizkor al kol ma'asav ediburav u'machshevotav miyom eyoto asher lo tovim hema. Especially if a person remembers all the thoughts and all the deeds and all the words that he said from the time that he was born that are not good. So in other words, not only did he come down to a very lonely place, the Nitzot HaElokit, but we didn't keep it company, such good company all the time. We gave ma'asim ra'im chas v'shalom, diburim ra'im, machshavot lo tovot. U'melech asur barehatim. Now this is a quote from, right? Melech Asur Bareatim in Shir HaShirim. What is Melech Asur Bareatim? The pshat of the pasuk, Melech Asur Bareatim, even the king is taken by the beauty of your hair, Barehatim, the strands of your hair, right? But Rehatim, the Zohar HaKadosh explains Rehatim, Milashon Mirhat, quickly, thinking quickly, all the flow of the thoughts that a person has. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh explains on Melech Asur Barehatim. That the Melech, Kutsha Baruch Hu Kivyachol, is Asur, is locked in our machshavot, in our rehatim, in our thoughts. Ki Yaakov chevel nachalato v'kimshal ha-moshel, ha-moshech b'chevel. He's very mekatzer here. He says, Ki Yaakov chevel nachalato. Yaakov is the lot of Hashem. But the word chevel, rope, is used. And there is a mashal given on that. When you, let's say you have a rope that comes all the way from a high place, and it's reaching the lowest place, and you start shaking it on the bottom. When you start shaking on the bottom, it makes an effect, it makes a movement even all the way up. So when a person drags the Nitzotz Elokit all the way down to this world, and he does Ma'asim Ra'im, or he's Medaber Diburim Ra'im, or he's Choshev Ma'achashavot Lo Tovot, he's causing an effect, Chas V'Shalom, even in the Shekhinah HaKedosha. I mean, we don't know what we're saying here, but it definitely sounds very terrible. And that's called Melech Asur Barehatim. It's as if Kivyachol, the Melech is Asur, who Nikshar Barehatim, with the thoughts that we have in our mind. Behu Sod Galuta Shekhinah. That is the secret of what it means. Galuta Shekhinah, the Shekhinta V'Galuta, the Shekhinah is in Galut. So al ze ne'emar, V'yashov El Hashem V'rachamehu. Listen to this novel explanation of the Baal HaTanya. V'yashov El Hashem V'rachamehu is a pasuk in Yeshaya. And the pshat of the pasuk is, V'yashov El Hashem V'rachamehu. If the Rasha does teshuvah, Hashem will have rachamim on him. That's the pshat. The Baal HaTanya is explaining, it's all going on the person. V'yashov El Hashem, do tshuva, come back to Hashem. V'rachamehu, have rachamim on him. Have rachamim on the nitzotz ha'elaki that is down here, lonely in the guf ha'gashmi, and we're not keeping it such good company as we said before. V'yashov El Hashem v'rachamehu le'orer rachamim rabim al shem Hashem ha'shochen itanu. You hear? That's the midah of rachamim. To awaken rachmanut on the name of Hashem that is dwelling in us. As it says, "Kedichtiv Hashochen Itam Betoch Tum Otam." Open pasuk in the Torah. This is not, you know, some kind of fancy drush that okay, matzutz mina. No, Hashochen Itam Betoch Tum Otam. That the Shekhinah dwells with us in our tuma, in our tuma. Have rachmanut on the Shekhinah. Imagine you have a delicate guest coming to your home. And you put on shows of boxing or fights, and this person is skinny. He can't say a word. He's not in his house, but he's there, and he doesn't know what to put in. He's very sensitive, and he can't. And you put him all this aggressive stuff. What are you doing? Have rachmanut on the person. Have rachmanut. And now the Baal HaTanya says even deeper. B'derech ha-kabbalah he says, "V'zehu she'amar ha-katuv, v'yishak Yaakov l'Rachel." We're going to learn the pnimiyut of this pasuk. Yaakov Avinu came, he kissed Rachel, and he raised his voice and he cried. Very mysterious pasuk, right? Everyone has many questions on this pasuk. What's Vayishak Yaakov leRachel, Vayisait Kolo Vayevk? Ki Rachel iknesset Israel mekor kol haneshamot. In the Zohar HaKadosh, like we have Tikkun Rachel in Tikkun Chatzot, Rachel and Leah. Rachel signifies Knesset Israel, the source, the place from which all the neshamot of Am Israel come. That's Rachel. Rachel is the neshamot of all of Am Israel. Knesset Israel. Mekor kol haneshamot. V'Yaakov b'midato ha'elyona she'i midat ha'rachamim she'be'atzilut. Yaakov is keneged the midah of rachamim. And the highest, in the highest place, in the highest world, which is Atzilut. So Yaakov Avinu, the Midah of Rachamim in Atzilut, is Me'orer Rachamim Rabim Alea, awakens tremendous compassion in Shamayim upon Rachel, upon Knesset Israel. Vayisa et kolo. So that's what it means. He raises his voice. What does it mean? Vayisa et kolo lemala limkor harachamim ha'elyonim hanikra av harachamim umkoram. Yaakov, meaning the midah of rachamim, is vayisa et kolo. He raises his voice all the way to the mekor harachamim, to the source of rachamim ha'elyonim, who is called av harachamim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vayefk, and he cries, Le'orer u'le'amshich misham rachamim rabim al kol ha'neshamot ve'al mekor keneset Yisrael. To draw forth, to draw down extra doses of rachmanut, of rachamim, on all the neshamot of Am Yisrael, le'ha'alotam migalutan, so that to bring them up from their galut, u'le'yachadam bi'yichud ha'elyon, and to merge them, and to bring them to be unified with Or and Sof Baruch Hu, bivchinat neshikin, which is called neshikin, kisses, which means, vayisayit kolo vayev, you have to read the pasuk the other way, vayisayit kolo vayev, the midah of Yaakov, which is the midah of Rachamim, is vayisayit kolo, raises his voice to the Av Rachamim, vayev, and cries, in order to bring down Rachamim to the neshamot of Klal Yisrael, in order that it should be, that the neshamot of Klal Yisrael should raise up from their galut, from their state of lowliness in this world, and come up and be nikshar, and be unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the midah of neshikin. Kiss, the kiss is the, you know, the height of the union between two people. So between Rachel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. Vayisa et kolo vayefk. Bivchinat neshikim shehi itdabkut rucha berucha. When one ruach is close to another ruach. Kemo shekatub yishakeni mineshikot piyu. As it says in Shir HaShirim, he shall kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Dehainu. Where is the neshikin of such sort? How is it expressed in our ma'asim? The haynu itkashrut dibur adam midvar Hashem zo alacha. When the dibur, that's the mouth, when the dibur of a person is mitkasher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When does our mouth unify with Hashem, with the dvar Hashem, with the word of Hashem, which is halacha? A Jew who says halacha, if he puts proper thought into it, what is happening right then, at that moment, is neshikin, is a neshika. The Torah is giving him a neshika, and he's giving a neshika. It's a unification between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. V'chen machshava v'machshava, u'ma'aseh v'ma'aseh, shu'ma'aseh ha'mitzvot. Every good thought, every good deed is considered a neshika, is considered a kiss from the Shekhinah ha'elyonah. And he says, ubifrat, especially ma'aseh tzedakah ve'achesed. He's going to say especially two things. Tzedakah ve'chesed, that's one. Especially a mitzvah of charity, of chesed, that for sure is a ma'aseh of hiddabkut, rucha berucha, of unification with the Shekhinah. Why? Because the chesed, the ro'a yemina. Because chesed is the right hand, kivyachol, of Hashem. Ve'u bechinat chibuk mamash, kmo shekatuv yiminut ha-bekeni. So it's like a hug. When a person does a ma'aseh chesed, it's like we are hugging the Shekhinah. It's like the Shekhinah is hugging us. Ve'yiminut ha-bekeni. Ve'esek ha-Torah. And the learning of Torah, bedivur u'machshevet ayun, hen bechinat neshikin mamash, is considered an aspect of neshikin mamash, of kissing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, like this, every time we do a mitzvah, we are able to resemble the supernal act of the midah of Yaakov in Shamayim, which is Vayisayit kolo vayefk, Vayishak Yaakov leRachel, that he brings about a neshikin, he brings about a unification with the Shekhinah Kedosha and Klal Yisrael, with Kodesha Baruch Hu and Shekhinteh, with Rachel and Yaakov, through the midah of Rachamim. We have the possibility to serve Hashem in our way with that, utilizing, employing that midah of rachamim. Ech, before we do a mitzvah, bifrat ma'aseh tzedakah v'chesed, or bifrat limud ha-Torah, to arouse rachamim. How to arouse rachamim? To have compassion. I can't, how could it be? I have nitzotze lakut in me. How could I just continue to live a physical life? Mamash rachmanut on this. Let me do a chesed with maybe this is the pirush of what Hillel said. I'm going to do chesed with achsanya aluvazu. He said, when they asked him, why are you going to? I'm doing a chesed with this guest that I have in me who feels all alone. How do we do a chesed with it? By doing ma'aseh tzedakah ve'achesed, by doing a mitzvah of learning Torah. This is bechinat neshikim. This is idabkut rucha ve'rucha. This is a kiyum of the pasuk of vayishak Yaakov le'rachel vayisa et kolo vayevk. Serving Hashem in this way can bring upon a person a tremendous love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedichtiv leYaakov asher pada et Avraham. He says there is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Yaakov who redeemed Avraham. Avraham is the midah of Ahava, midah of Chesed, right? Yaakov is the midah of Rachamim that we just learned about. Many times a person doesn't feel Ahava. So it's as if the Ahava is locked up somewhere. Yaakov can come and be podeh. He can redeem Avraham. He can redeem the Ahava. He can bring it out from captivity. By using this midah of rachamim, by these thoughts of having rachmanut on our nitzotz Eloki that's in us, and thereby to learn Torah and to do a mitzvah and have in mind that we are here doing a neshikin, a nishuk v'chibuk with the Shekhinah HaKedoshah, this has the segula to bring Avraham, to bring the midah of Ahava into the person's heart.